Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Andy Troy Show, where you can sample all the great things New York has to offer. For the next 60 minutes, I'll not only clue you into some great things to do around town, but we'll also chat with some interesting local personalities. Tonight's guests are rock and roll legends May Pang and Sid Bernstein. But first, our shameless plugs. For those of you who haven't read my anti-aging book, Living Young, 32 Habits of Ageless People, there's no time like the present. It's always the right time to stay young and get healthy. Also, if you're going to live a long time, you might as well enjoy it, so check out my DVD, The Bedroom Workout for Men, on how to improve men's sexual performance through exercise. Both are available on Amazon.com and through my website, AndyTroy.com. Remember that if you bring my book to any of my events, I will be happy to autograph it for you. Speaking of which, our next event will be this Friday, September 24th from 6 to 10 p.m. at Hudson Terrace, a great outdoor space with a view of the Hudson River. Hudson Terrace is located at 621 West 46th Street. It will be a great night, so come join us. The details for this and all my monthly events are on my website, tastingnyc.com. Attention Beatle fans, this November, my good friend Charles Rosanay, the guy who brought you RockCon, will host Beat Expo 2010 at the Holiday Inn in Stamford, Connecticut. The date is Sunday, November 28th from noon to 8 p.m. Advance tickets are only $15.75. To buy your tickets and get all the info, go to toursandevents.com/beatexpo.htm. That's toursandevents.com/beatexpo.htm. Pet lovers, get ready for plenty of family fun at the first annual Pause to Love Pet Adoption Festival, located on the grounds of the Minetto Hill Animal Hospital and Pause Seasonal Hotel and Day Spa. The date is Sunday, October 17th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. with plenty of music, entertainment, and vendors. The event will feature pet adoptions as well as visits from Rescue Inc. And former guest of our show, the New York Dog Whisperer, Jeff Colnjornsen. Admission is free. For more info, MinettoHillAnimalHospital.com or call 516-942-8387. The Andy Troy Show is a group on Facebook that contains links to previous shows as well as pictures of all our past guests. Check it out by punching The Andy Troy Show into your Facebook browser. My good friend and producer John Anello, a.k.a. Johnny Mandolin, has a CD called La Voce Mia. Order your copy today at johnnymandolin.com or call E. Rossi at 212-226-9254 and they'll hook you up. Finally, sponsors, we want them. If you'd like to promote your goods or services to our vast listening audience, contact the station or me directly at andyftroy@aol.com. Okay, enough of the unimportant stuff. Now we're going to get to the important stuff. Sid, May, how you doing?
No, May, Sid.
Okay.
Get it right, though.
Is this like a May-September type of thing?
That's for sure.
Okay. Well,
she's in her early youth.
So how do you two kids know each other?
Oh, here we go again. Sid. We've known each other since the days of the Rascals. We're talking mid-60s. And I lived in the area. You know, you get to see Sid coming around. You know, all the girls would hang out.
Ooh.
Ooh, we got nice feedback.
Watch your language.
Yay. So okay. Now, you know, we were just, you know, all the girls that got to know one another. We wanted to see the Rascals. And Sid was their manager, and we would see each other quite often, you know. And so, and then I ended up doing some babysitting for him when he was only like on his, just going on to his third child.
You babysat for Sid? How old was he when you were babysitting for him?
I babysat for him. Let's see, how old was he?
I have not even grown up yet.
I didn't know you had a babysitter, Sid. Weren't you trusted out on your own?
Well, you have an audience that's a very decent audience. I won't answer that question. But I have had, just between us, a passion for this lady for the longest time.
Really?
Now,
this is exciting information.
I mean, this lady has got charm. She's a lady who's now a historic figure in our business.
The first lady of rock and roll for a period of time,
is this correct? That's right.
How's that for a title? I want credit for that one if that catches on.
An amazing, amazing personality. May Pang.
Sid, just sweet.
Oh. Okay.
My hand is just trembling at the mere touch of her shoulder.
Wait a minute. Hold on.
See, now my hand just shakes. It's a whole different situation. But.
We don't want your wife, Jerry, to know. So let's not tell everybody. Right?
Okay. We'll get her to the edited version of the show.
I hope my wife's not listening, because I want to say some endearing things to May and about May.
Okay.
May I do that?
Feel free.
Okay.
You have the stage, sir.
Major, I have been waiting a long time to tell you that if this station were in Utah, I'd say, let's go to the License Bureau. I mean it. I would say, let's go to the License Bureau if this were in Utah.
He's so sweet.
And you can make your own prenuptial agreement, and I'll sign it.
Oh, my goodness. Sid! Oh, my God. You're so sweet. Thank you. We've known each other for so many years. When I was with John, we would run into him at the various restaurants. I remember Pig Heaven. That's where we used to see each other. We came out. Remember Pig Heaven?
Mm-hmm.
That's a nice Chinese food.
I remember everything about you, May. My mind. My mind is so full of you.
Oh.
But it has more space for new adventures, mate. Did
yes,
you hear that? New adventures.
Do you hear this? I mean,
he is a sweet talker, isn't he?
He's a sweet talker.
Okay.
You know what it is? I just bought him his dark chocolate pomegranates, you know? And that's what he's been waiting for. I bought this bag.
An amazing lady.
I've heard you like to eat, Sid. Is there any truth to this rumor?
Say it again.
I hear you like to eat on occasion. You're a fan of eating.
I want to tell you this.
Yes.
When I am surrounded, especially with beautiful members of the other sex.
And me.
I eat like a gorilla because I get so excited.
Because she's the gorilla of your dreams, basically.
I get so excited. Now.
You're still exciting men, May. Even men of his age, which is amazing.
He's so sweet. I mean, okay. Really.
Well, I have a real question or two for you, Sid. So bear with me. So what was the first event you ever promoted? Because you've done an amazing array of things. I don't know if the audience knows, first man to promote a rock concert at Carnegie Hall, right?
Yes.
First man to bring rock concert to a baseball stadium, Shea Stadium, with the Beatles?
Yes.
First man, first American president. No, that wasn't you. What else did you do? Oh, you were the first person to bring a concert to Madison Square Garden, right?
Andy, I want to give you a first.
Okay.
With all
I'm going to be Sid's first, so I want that down.
Here we go.
With all the broadcasts I've done in my life.
Yes. I'm definitely one of them.
Not one single broadcast have I been this excited. You know
thank
why?
You, because I'm here, Sid. I appreciate that. You like being around Brooklyn guys. I'm going to write that down.
And where's the chef? Is the chef around?
Bring this man food.
If the chef was here.
You'd be excited by him, too?
I'm so excited. The fact that I'm holding May by her shoulder.
There's physical contact on this show.
It gives me a voracious appetite to eat.
That's the beauty of internet radio. People can touch each other on the shoulder. It's fantastic.
How about two shoulders?
Let me tell you something. We've actually, Jerry and I, Sid, his assistant at the time, we've gone out on our eating spree. And I couldn't believe it. It was great. It was a whole evening.
So, Sid, what was the first concert you promoted? This is an interesting question.
I used to be very friendly with Methuselah.
Really? I remember.
That's a long time ago.
Old long-haired guy, right?
I think it was Julius Caesar, and I forgot who.
No, it was Nero was the violin player. Did you produce any shows for Nero?
For who?
Nero, the guy who played the violin?
Nero.
You're right.
I thought that. I read about that.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't mention it because I don't play the violin. I was playing the ukulele then.
Really?
Mm.
So you fiddled around a little bit.
Yeah, a lot, not a little bit.
Oh, okay, I didn't want to cut you short there. So now, early in your career, you promoted events at the Paramount Theater in Brooklyn, right? I'm a Brooklyn guy. So who came out of that was significant out of those shows?
You know what? A lot of people came out of that.
Well, a lot of people came out of the theater, but what bands were successful?
Thousands came out. You know why?
Because the show was over.
Because what I did in that, it was a holiday weekend, Christmas. And what I did was, invited Murray the K, one of the great DJs of our time.
Right.
Yes.
Plus Clay Cole, one of the incredible gentlemen of our time, and also more than a disc jockey, a host like yourself, of a great radio show, Clay Cole.
I thought you said like
me. I had both Murray the K. I hadn't met Donna yet. Well, I would have had, that's Donna.
That's Joanne.
If I'd met Donna, then she'd be the other guest. However.
There's time for a name change. You can get on the show. Stay with the program.
But since her husband is here, I don't want to say more than that.
He's getting you
now,
on tape. That's the
I had Clay Cole and Murray the K as the hosts and MCs. And another thing I did was I changed the headliners. The same people came to see whoever the headliner. I changed them.
Right.
One was, let's see.
Now give us a big name.
One was, 1 second. All headliners. Sam Cooke was one
Sam
of them.
Sam Cooke?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
Sam was great.
I believe that Smokey Robinson was another one.
You had a lot of kind of like Motown stuff going on.
I had incredible,
Sid,
but a change of horse.
Think about it. I mean, Sid really, I mean, he had worked with the Blues Project. He managed that.
The Blues Project.
Yes.
You know, I saw Lynyrd Skynyrd open for the Blues Project.
Blues Project. I mean, you know, you think about that. You know, you have Al Kooper that came out of that. Then you had one of the most biggest American band in the 60s, and that was the Young Rascals.
Yes, and didn't you help change the name from the Rascals to the Young Rascals or something like that? Weren't you responsible?
I met them, they were the Young Rascals. But I worked these poor guys so busily and so heavy, they were no longer young.
They became the Rascals.
But they were still Rascals, apparently.
But we made a lot of money.
Really?
Because
they were great.
One, they were great.
They
and
still
two,
are. They
we
still
had
are.
Fans like May Pang.
May like the Rascals?
I love the Rascals. I mean, think about, I started to think about all their big hits. But their first hit, which was really a semi-hit, it was written by Laurie Burton and Pam Sawyer, I Ain't Gonna Eat Out My Heart Anymore. I mean, I love that song. And I'm, you know, and I'm. What's great is I'm friends with Laurie Burton. And it's great, you know. And I'd listen to her and let her sing it. Now I let her sing it, and then once in a while I may let Eddie Brigati, because I've gotten very close to all of those guys, and I see them. And Eddie comes over to the house and he sings in my living room.
Yeah, I hear that. There's a lot of music going on in your house.
In my house, yes.
Yeah. Now, how did you meet John? Because I mean, we got to get to that too.
How did I meet John? Well, I
John Lennon. We're
well, I met John. When I was working over at APCO Industries and Apple Records in New York. And they came in one day. Now, mind you, that when I met him, I had already met Ringo, and I had already met George and Badfinger.
You were working on your third Beatle, basically.
It would have been the fourth Beatle, because I actually met Paul walking down the street first. And so, but John and Yoko had come into town, and they were by the banks of elevator at 9:30 in the morning. The office doesn't open till 10. I'm thinking, oh my God, why are they here so early? But they came into town to make two movies, two projects that Yoko wanted, which was Up Your Legs Forever, which was filming, having people donate their legs for, you know, 365 pairs of legs for peace. And the other one was called Fly, which is following a fly all over this nude woman's body. So the whole filming and the process of editing and showing it took maybe 3 weeks. So we were working around the clock.
Did you use the same fly or?
It was kind of hard in the, what was it? It was in the winter
time. They don't live a long time.
No, it was in the winter time. And so any time that there was a fly that was active and alive, I mean, we ordered a bunch of flies, but half of them came by, you know.
Flies aren't as dependable
as
some
actors.
No,
they're not dependable at all.
You have to get union.
And it was quite difficult. And then all of a sudden I got, we got the fly. They shot it with CO2. Knocked the breath out of them so they could drop onto the body and so they could just crawl.
Interesting.
And yeah. then when one fly did not die, as you would say, you know, and it was alive, they took off. Everybody screaming, "Get that fly! You can't let it go out the door."
Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting. When did
because it was in December, and it's kind of hard to find flies.
A good fly. It's hard to find a good fly when you need one.
Yeah.
Now, when did you realize with John that there was something kind of special going on with you guys? I mean, maybe
I don't think I ever thought that. I really didn't.
Really?
I worked for them for 3 years.
But I mean, at some point, something did go on with you guys. Like
that was something that Yoko had
orchestrated.
Sort of orchestrated for us. I didn't. I was not. I was very happy at just working, and one day she just walked into my office and just like we're sitting now across the table, she goes, "I got to talk to you." And she said, "You know, John and I are not getting along, and now, you know, he's going to start seeing other people." And my first thought was, "Oh God, him, her, and an X Factor. Who, you know, that was my thought."
Wow. See, people sit me down across the table from them and say, "You owe me money," and you end up with John Lennon. This is fascinating. Okay, we're going to go to a commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to hear more about Sid's career, because Sid's you got a lot of stuff
career.
To say.
Absolutely.
So you gather your thoughts, and we want to know what's going on with you.
Okay, see guitar.
Hi, this is Tommy Pryor from the show Yorkville Stoops to Nuts. You're listening to the Chantani Broadcasting Network, high definition digital radio, broadcasting to the world.
Do you love jazz? Many people do. Hearing a good jazz player is very exciting. Seeing a virtuoso play is unbelievable. You can do both when you buy the new Larry Luger CD, The Larry Luger Trio, on Sexton Records. Larry's an amazing guitar player, composer, and performer. His new CD on the Sexton Records label, The Larry Luger Trio, is outstanding in its live performance and its wonderful compositions. You can also see Larry live at Notaro, a wonderful restaurant on Tuesday nights on 2nd Avenue between 34th and 35th Street, and at Saks in Astoria. Check out Larry Luger, The Larry Luger Trio, the new album on Sexton Records, that's C-E-X-T-O-N, at www.sexton.com, and check out Larry Luger at LarryLuger.com. Larry Luger, jazz guitar virtuoso.
Hi, this is Robbie Russell from the Garage Mania Show.
This is Nurse Cheryl.
Listen to Garage Mania Radio on the
Chantani Broadcasting Network.
High definition digital audio.
Broadcasting to the world.
Okay, we're back, and Sid is dining. Sid is like a, you know, I had a competitive eater on the show not long ago. You could have given him a run for his money, Sid.
Who was that? Who'd you have?
Crazy Legs Conti.
Is that right?
You know Crazy Legs?
No.
Okay. Well, we'll introduce you, and we'll see what happens when you take him on. So, Sid, what was your reaction the first time you heard the Beatles? I got to get a couple of real questions in here.
My reaction when I first heard the Beatles.
Yes.
Now, I want you to know this. I did not hear them in Liverpool. I heard them at Carnegie Hall.
Oh.
This is my first presentation in America of the Beatles. Carnegie Hall at 57th Street and 7th Avenue. And that's when I heard them. I had not heard their music before. I had been reading about them in English newspapers.
And I heard the Carnegie Hall people freaked out. They never saw something like that before.
Exactly.
Lines of people waiting to buy tickets sold out in like no time.
I charged my top price was $650, $550, $450, and $350.
Bring back those prices, please.
The prices were unbelievable.
People scalping Beatles tickets for $10.
That's right. Had I known that this first appearance in the United States at Carnegie Hall would create the millions of people that
you would have charged $7.
I would have charged, how about $500? The man, the ticket broker at Carnegie Hall said, Sid, you bought them the two nights, one show. We turned away the past 2 days enough ticket buyers to fill Carnegie Hall twice a day for a month. This was the magic of the Beatles.
Yeah. What was your favorite Beatles song? I'd like to hear from both of you guys. You have a favorite Beatles song?
That's tough because I have a few. Well, I mean, in my life. And probably Help because John wanted to redo that one. Then I also like their early stuff. I like their early stuff more than A Day in the Life or anything. I like them much in the raw sense, you know.
That was my favorite stuff, like Yesterday and She Loves You and This Boy and all that kind of stuff.
Misery. I mean, I love all that. Yeah, it's the early stuff.
Sid, you got a favorite Beatles song?
I do, but there's a tie here.
Okay.
There's a tie. One was written by Paul.
Okay.
Long and Winding Road. And the other one was written by John, bless his heart, Imagine.
Oh, that's a popular choice.
I could listen for those two songs for 24 hours and not get tired.
We're going to put them on a loop for you. Okay, so... May, one of the things that I read about was that you helped a lot to bring John and Julian closer together. Now, how proud are you of that? Was that like a big thing for you? Is this true, I assume?
And here I am stuffing my face in the pizza in this place, but I love it. Yes, you know what? I'm very proud of him. I'm so glad that he's started, he found another love in his life outside of music. There's no comparison to his dad. You know, this is his thing. And I think that that's very important for him. And he has a different eye. It's another creative eye that's in his life. And I think that's wonderful.
Now, you spent a recent weekend partying with Julian and Cynthia, right? How was that?
For this week? I mean, last week it was... last week I did a Q&A with the... director and the and producers of Who is Harry Nilsson? We did that down in the Village, and it's years now. Finally, the movie's out. And I think the movie's out, and the DVD will be out late fall. And then after that, John and, Julian and Cynthia all came to town because of his gallery exhibition, which is called Timeless. And it was great. It's at the Morrison Hotel Gallery. And, of course, when they first came in, we celebrated Cynthia Lennon's birthday because it was just around that time. And we all had a great time.
I believe my friends Joanne and Jimmy were there with you. I give a shout-out to our buddies here who are also in the room, in this very room.
Yes, they were... they came by and saw the exhibit, but we had we went out, quote, the family, which is Julian, Cynthia, and her husband Noel, and the people that work with Julian, and his personal assistant. We all went to a restaurant downtown, so we had a great time. And then the next night, Cynthia says, "I need Chinese. I need to go Chinese." So we went to this restaurant down in Chinatown, and who should walk in but Gavin Rossdale and Gwen Stefani and the whole family.
Yeah. Now, both of you guys were at RockCon.
yes.
where I met you both. How was that experience for you guys, Sid? How did you enjoy RockCon?
How did I enjoy what?
How did you enjoy RockCon? Other than meeting me, was it good?
RockCon, which was the thing that we did.
That was this 3-day music festival.
An unbelievable
classic rock.
An unbelievable time. A marvelous time. Now I want to give you a card of a man who's now having a tremendous effect on my life. And I want you to read his name, because we are hoping to do make some more history.
Okay. I like history.
Okay? It's not a tired old business. It depends on your energy. It depends upon people like you who put us on the air. People like May, who has not lost an ounce of her ambition, her sweetness, her kindness, from the time I met her when she was all of maybe 15 or 16 years old, when she was a Rascal fan. And because
you've
I'm surviving,
known May for 10 years?
Pardon?
10 years. That's it. 10 years.
Now, I want you to read the name of this gentleman. Say it twice, please.
Ira Marlowe.
Right. Now, say it again.
I know him. Where is he? Ira,
he's
where'd
right
you go?
There.
Ira Marlowe. That's twice. You got a double plug, Ira. Way to go. And what else is down here? This is Sid Bernstein. Who is that? That's you.
Yeah. Now,
I knew that.
This gentleman, who at 13 years old became a Beatle fan. His mother, his lovely lady, Zelda Marlowe, I hope she's listening, Zelda Marlowe, brought him to Shea Stadium when he was 13 years old. He saw that concert at Shea Stadium. This gentleman, by accident, by design, became my friend. This gentleman has now given me an opportunity to do things that one man cannot do alone. We are about to embark again on a historic journey. I'm not free yet to tell you what we're planning, but we're hoping that the next year becomes again a most exciting place in time for music business. So it's guys like you and the people you work with your microphones. It's beautiful women like May, like Jimmy's wife. Where is she? Donna.
No, it's Joanne.
Joanne's
it's
getting
Joanne.
A lot
it's
of press
Joanne.
Here, except we're not always getting her name right. Joanne.
It's Joanne.
Joanne. I get so excited when I mention a name. Really? That it's Joanne, not Diane. I hope her husband forgives me because
you can say my name if you want, Sid, but calm down.
I hope her husband is sitting here, Jimmy, forgives me because
Jimmy's around someplace. I think you drove him out of the room.
Well,
he couldn't handle the competition.
Somebody handcuff him because I don't know that I'll get out of here. Okay. Because I have.
Yes.
In addition to May Pang, an incredible desire to spend endless hours with May Pang. Talking about music, hopefully, by the way.
Yes.
So, second.
Yes.
She is friendly with Joanne.
You got it,
too. Got it.
Third time's a charm.
When I think of these two women
kind
sitting in this
dark room
with
hair,
me,
blonde hair.
I can go on
this
for
is,
hours.
This must be very exciting for you.
The ecstasy that I'm going through.
That's
so
the
you,
pizza, sir.
Not yet. The pizza comes after this show, okay?
Okay.
But I also told the owner, make my spaghetti soft. Lots of marinara.
This is like the food channel.
I must have told three waitresses and two managers.
It's ready.
Lots of garlic.
It's already.
Oh, it's ready for me.
Sid,
don't let it get cold.
Before you eat, I don't know if you know, but I am also a promoter. I promote events. So, what advice do you have for guys? I don't want to say young guys like me. I'm probably practically older than you at this point, or feel it. But anyway, what advice would you give to younger promoters like myself?
I would say
yes.
Have a feeling, a faith in what you believe in. If you believe in the music, your music, her music, his music, if you feel it's right, promote it. Talk about it.
Go with what you believe.
Like you just have repeated Ira's name twice.
Ira Marlowe.
Yes. Remember that name.
I've got it committed to memory.
He's got a profound influence in my life.
Really?
Yeah. And we're going to make magic. Okay?
Okay. That sounds good.
And May, when you hear, you beautiful lady, what Ira and I are intending to do, and you're going to be included in our plans with your kind permission.
Oh, boy.
We want to make music. It's all about music. Yeah, there's a war going on, but at the same time, music.
It knows no boundaries, absolutely. And, you know, it'll just cross everybody, no matter what country, they have music. And you could listen to it, and that's important. Yeah.
Well, a woman I was dating when I was in my 20s told me something that always stuck with me. Before she left the house, she always played a song she liked. And it always started out her day in the right frame of mind.
Well, that's interesting. That's great.
I even wrote a bit. I have a chapter in my book about the benefits of music, and I just put that little anecdote in there. I think that is important to Sid. From now on, play a song you like before you head out of the house. All right? I want to benefit you with the wisdom of my many years. Okay?
You mean a Beatles song?
Any song you want.
How about "Long and Winding Road"?
You got it.
Now I also want to tell you, and I don't want you to tell anybody else.
I'm covering the microphone.
I am in the midst, but let's keep it between us.
The microphone's all between us.
I'm not a singer. I'm a zinger. I'm making an album with a beautiful, beautiful talent. Her name is Deirdre Broderick.
Oh, I thought you were making an album. I want to hear you sing.
She's producing it.
Oh, you are? Okay.
I'll give you a few notes.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Lay it on us.
My favorite song, by His Honor, Paul McCartney.
Okay.
Long and winding road. That's all I'm giving you.
That's all we get.
Because I want your audience. No, don't even tell
you them. You keep them coming back for more, don't you? That's a good idea, Sid. That was a very short song. I seem to remember it being longer at one point, but my memory is a little hazy.
Andy, I want to tell you, I want to thank you and your colleagues here.
This is Betty to the left of me.
Hi, love.
And, of course, we don't want to forget about Joanne.
Joanne.
We want her name correct at least two out of the
and
four mentions.
And everybody else who excites me in this room, especially the chef.
The chef excites him.
And May, you're very friendly with my wife.
Yes, of course
I am. She may call you.
Uh-oh.
Don't tell her.
I won't tell her anything.
How deeply I really care about you.
Someday she may call you for a favor. That day may never come.
If she's listening.
I love Jerry. Jerry and the kids.
Luckily, she doesn't have a nuptial agreement on me.
Okay. Is that lucky for who? Is
she
that not,
sued me for a lot of money.
Really?
I don't have a lot of money.
Well, she could still sue you for it.
Jerry,
it doesn't mean
my
she's
dear
get
wife,
it.
If you're listening, I'm here with your good friend May Pang. And I want to tell you, Jerry, up until now it's been a secret, Jerry, but I want you to know, because I will do nothing behind your back. I'm absolutely...
Well, turn around and face us.
I'm absolutely crazy. I don't care what even the late, great, immortal John Lennon thought about May Pang. John up there... I want you to know my love for her, I think, may even be greater than yours, with all due respect, because she gives me mortality, the right to exist, to be with you on this microphone.
You're like quoting scriptures. They're like a revival meeting. This is like a revival meeting with pizza.
Well, I told you. You know what I told him? What's your name again, sweetie?
Betty.
Betty. As I hold your hand.
And he does, too.
You feel my heart throbbing?
That's my hand, Sid. Behave yourself.
Well, I want you to know. I am quasi-sexual. So I want to hold somebody.
I'm sorry, I don't speak French.
I want to hold your hand.
Oh, I wears a sharp.
And that's not even one of your favorite songs.
Wears a sharp.
So, I Want to Hold Your Hand should be your favorite.
Andy, with all due respect.
I'm getting respect from Sid Bernstein. This is going to the papers.
With all due respect, Betty, and I mean respect, I'm getting a crazy looking at you, Betty. You're a very attractive lady. Oh, God.
Are there any women you don't like, Sid? What's going on?
How many women I don't like?
Do you know, your magic has kept Betty from making me go to commercial. You know that? As long as you keep complimenting her, the show rolls on.
I want to tell you, Andy.
Okay.
When we walked in this room, I said, how many hours do May and I have? May and I have a lifetime ahead of us.
Really?
But you are giving us only 1 hour.
It's like the song that you did. I just give you a taste, you know, so you get excited. This is my version of Long and Winding Road.
Yes. Long and winding
Keep
road.
Keep it short, sir. Okay.
Yes, but don't tell your listeners.
Okay.
That I'm singing. It's going to be a surprise to the music world.
Right.
When this album gets finished, which will be about 6 weeks.
Well, we're going to go to commercial, and Sid is going to practice some more songs, and we'll be back.
You're listening to the Centanni Broadcasting Network.
High definition digital stereo.
Broadcasting to the world. Would you like to know what's going on in the Italian American community and stay in touch, even if you don't live in Little Italy? There's a way to do it. There's a great newspaper out called GIA, the Giornale Italo Americano. This newspaper is distributed nationally and comes out weekly, and you can subscribe by going to their website at www.giamondo.com, that's G-I-A-M-O-N-D-O.com, or call 718-592-2196. Check out GIA for all your information on what's happening in the Italian-American community. It's published in both Italian and English. It's a great way to read and follow up and practice your Italian as well. Check out GIA on the internet at www.giamondo.com. GIA newspaper, the Italian-American newspaper for today.
Hello, my name is Anthony Teresa, owner and producer of Blue Night Recording Studio in beautiful Orange County, California, just outside Los Angeles. As a guitarist, vocalist, bassist, session player, producer, and engineer, I have either played or recorded on over 400 CD projects. Let me tell you, it's not easy to record your own music. My goal is to help you to be the best you can be behind the mic and in the tracking room. We'll get the best possible sounds from your voice and instruments. Do you need musicians? I've got them. The top session players in Southern California and Los Angeles. Let's make your recording project a reality. You can contact me by phone at 949-338-0293. That's 949-338-0293. Or contact me at email at catduo@earthlink.net. Looking forward to hearing from you. Take care and have a great week.
You are listening to the Centanni Broadcasting Network, C-E-N-T-A-N-N-I broadcasting.com, in high definition digital stereo.
Okay, we're back. Sid is proposing. And I think it's to me, as a matter of fact. I'm getting a little nervous, but... Okay, well, Sid, first let me share with you some of the feedback, because people texted me throughout the show, and someone wrote, love him. Thank you very much. How is Sid? Great show is another one that we got. And another, love him. Women all love you. What is this, Sid?
It's because I'm inspired by May Pang.
We're sharing the pasta together.
Joanne.
Sid, has May come between us?
Not this month, no. Because this month I'm on a high. No. Okay. However.
You were around in the 60s, so you know about this kind of thing.
Yeah, I want to tell you something. The owner of this restaurant
yes.
is a charming man. He's Italian.
And he fed you.
Born in Brazil.
Okay.
I want to tell him that this wonderful restaurant should invite us back and do it for a longer session. Because we see people stopping and wondering, what are we doing
here? Well, this isn't the restaurant inviting you. This is me, sir. The restaurant is just actually the studio.
Okay.
You think that the Sentani Broadcasting Network should have a longer show with you, is what you're saying.
That's what I'm driving.
I would do that. I would spend quality time with you.
But would you get into
there'd be more food. You just want to be here long enough to work in two meals, I think, is what it is. This man is eating continuously throughout the show. It's amazing.
Would you tell him to cook it? I like it soft.
We're going to get
all these. Dante.
Are you a food critic, too?
No.
And he should be, because he knows.
He has a lot of experience with it.
He has a lot of experience.
So. Tell him, where is he? Where's the chef? Tell him not to make it al dente. And these strings too so long. Can't swallow it.
Sid's having a lot of problems with the food.
It looks like I'm slurping it, and I am.
Okay.
May I have a little more?
You want some more cheese?
Please. And you too.
We've got food being ladled out.
Right. I'm
this now, show let's is, get down to basics.
Yes. We want some information from you. And from May, too. We need to hear. May, what are you doing these days? That's what we want to know.
She's helping me with my pasta.
That's what you're doing right now. But what about tomorrow? You'll probably be feeding him something else.
Well, this year has been really a big year because it would have been John's 70th. So I'm like doing a lot of like these interviews and things. And I still do gallery showings with my prints from my book, The Instamatic Karma. That's if anybody wants to know, it's on St. Martin, so they can get it through Amazon or going to my website, maypang.com, and you can hook in there. And doing that, I also design jewelry as well, and I'm doing that too. I'm just taking in all sorts of things, you know?
Was that some kind of feng shui principle jewelry or something?
Yes, it's not something that, because it's the in thing, you know, that's okay. Always that. They go, oh, it's the in thing to do. I grew up with this all my life. In fact, I grew up in this area. I grew up in Spanish Harlem, and it brought me back. I was just telling Jimmy and Joanne as we were coming in, I said, we passed by my old school.
Sid is destroying the equipment.
No, this Betty's got me so excited.
Get your hands off of Betty. He's got a job to do.
And right up here, it's St. Francis de Sales is where... James Cagney was an altar boy.
Really?
He was at this church, yeah. So it's quite, I was giving history as we were wandering up and down here. So This is my area, and then I also, before that, it's Harlem. I lived in 124th in Amsterdam, or LaSalle, actually.
And you were actually in the music business before you met the Beatles or anything. How did you first get started?
I happened to go up one day, and they said, oh, this is Apple Records and Alan Klein. I didn't know. All I knew was Apple Records. And I was looking for a job, and I went up there, and I said, is there any opening? And they said, no opening. And just at that moment, it was lunchtime, and all these men came out, and the girl that was at the reception turned around. She goes, this girl's looking for a job. Is there any? And this guy says, yeah, come back after lunch. I mean, my eyes lit up. You know, all I'm thinking about is the Beatles, but they've never been, at that time, at the office. So it was quite interesting for me.
So that was...
that was the start.
A bunch of men wanted a woman in the office, and...
There were several.
And John Lennon ended up with a girlfriend.
It all works together.
Andy, may I make a suggestion?
Sid's got a point to make.
I'm a promoter.
You are?
Okay.
Are you going to promote me? What rank am I going to be?
I'm going to tell you this. You have only 1 hour. How many minutes left?
How many minutes? Let's see. We've got another 15 minutes.
Within the next 15 minutes.
Yes.
I want you to tell the owner, the cook, the chef, the guy downstairs cleaning up the table down there, that we'll be back next week or the week after. I'm a promoter.
Yes.
I don't want people just waving at us through the window. I want people coming in here and waving the fumes of the excitement we're going to cause.
Sid is going to be my co-host, I think.
So can we... talk to the owner.
You want? It's not the owner. It's me. It's my show.
Talk to him.
Talk to me.
Because it's a separate thing here. But
talk directly to me.
I'm telling you, he'll make you a partner in this restaurant.
Really? So you want to be on my show again is what you're saying?
Often.
2 weeks from today, possibly?
How about every day?
Every day? They don't have enough food to have you in here every day.
Make it a daily. Make it a daily event.
I would be glad to bring you back and chat some more about this cool stuff.
Where's the owner? Where is he?
He's busy cooking for you. Leave him alone.
Oh, he's still cooking. Maybe he's making it soft like I asked him to.
Are you guys,
this is al dente.
Are you guys going to be at Beat Expo, too?
Pardon?
Are you guys going to be at Beat Expo? That's Charlie's new event in November?
A marvelous man, Charlie. A marvelous guy. Ira and I were there the last time. When Ira did something that I didn't really want, Ira started a thing asking people, and it was a big crowd. Charlie runs a hell of a show up in Stanford, asking people to vote for me for the Hall of Fame.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. You're not in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame? That's
absurd. Okay. It's okay.
Not okay with me. I got to do
this
something.
This is a Democratic.
We're
going to
get Joanne on this.
I will. I'll work on it.
Joanne, take notes.
I will.
This is a
and
Democratic.
Tommy James and Sid are on the next ballot.
James also. How about the Moody Blues? They're not on either.
That's right.
You know, I saw the Moody Blues 4 times, but there were 25 years in between the first and the second time.
Well,
but I'm a big Moody Blues fan.
Justin Hayward was the best man at my wedding.
Was he? I love them.
Yeah. So it was great. No. And they're not even on. But it's
It's a very strange choices. I don't understand. It's political, obviously.
It is political.
Well, Sid transcends all politics. As long as they feed him, Sid will get people into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Sid will get me into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame if I buy him a sandwich.
Okay. Now, you mentioned the Moody Blues.
No, she mentioned them.
May I surprise you?
Yeah.
I brought them here.
Them too?
The very first time, yes.
Was that with Denny Lane? The Go Now days?
After the Beatles, I brought the Rolling Stones.
Yeah?
After the Rolling Stones, Eric Burdon. After Eric Burdon, Manfred Mann. But that's only the beginning of my life and my career. As I told you before, I have a fellow. Read his name twice again, please.
That Ira Marlowe that we're talking about? Ira. Too late to get shy, Ira.
No, I just pointed to him.
Who's giving me the encouragement. And as you might have noticed, I don't need encouragement.
No.
All I have to do is be left alone with a plate of pasta.
That's it.
Jimmy's wife. Oh, what's her name?
Joanne.
You can't mix all your urges together like that, Sid. Your head will explode.
And Betty here, this beautiful lady. Just give me.
Yes.
Oh, excuse me. He's making these spaghetti things too long. Will you tell him to cut them up a little bit? Is that,
Sid? I have to ask you, Sid. Will you? You know, a couple of the RockCon guys, Ian Lloyd and John Ford. I don't know if you remember them. Ian Lloyd from Stories. They're going to be playing a set at my October 1st party. Can we get you down?
You know, they were at my house.
Yeah,
my barbecue.
I think that was Labor Day, right?
Yes.
I spoke to them in the car on their way there.
Yes, and they played and they jammed
With Jimmy over here.
No, but not only that, Jeff Baxter from Jeff Skunkfaster.
Doobie Brothers.
From the Doobie Brothers, and also Gary.
How come I never get to play with
Gary
anybody?
Van Sykes.
What's going on?
May you get it to cut it too small now.
No, you're gonna
glue some of those back together.
I'll glue it back. Here you go.
But seriously, Sid.
Jimmy, look what she's making it too short now. It's gonna flubber out of my.
Yeah, there you go.
I got a tooth or two missing. You know?
We got to get you to stay focused. I'm very excited about the food. Sid, October 1st, if you're free, you come down and you see Ian and John, and we have a fashion show. We have free chair massages, free psychic readings. Everything you could ever want under one roof. How's that sound?
If you speak to Ira,
okay,
he motivates me.
I'll motivate you. Go,
speak
do,
to Ira.
Eat.
Would you mention his name one more time?
John Lennon.
Anyway, We'll be here.
Will you? Not here. It's in a different place, but we'll get you the info.
I only want to start here first, and then we'll start.
If you come here first, you'll never get out of here.
No, we'll start a chain of restaurants. The chef will make us partners. I'll cut you in.
Really?
I'll give you 5%.
I like when us Jewish guys dicker.
And Betty, I'm going to give you 2.5%.
All right, but that's not coming out of my share.
We'll work it out.
Okay.
So, May and I will work it out.
I cut it. It's not that.
Not smaller.
Because
it's got a slobber right out of my...
Here it is. Now it's not any smaller.
No, Sid. There was a movie called Sid Bernstein Presents. What's the deal with that? Tell us about that.
There is a book that I wrote. The first title of that book, and it's still selling, the title was Not Just the Beatles. Why did I say that?
Because you also have done other things.
I have so many interests.
The Beatles and dinner.
and spaghetti, pasta.
Right.
I didn't want that to be the end of whatever it is that I was destined to do and be, okay? So the title was Sid Bernstein, Not Just the Beatles. Pardon me. And then I gave it to a businessman. Because I said, why did you change the title? I'm not a wholesaler and I'm not a distributor. I'm a music man. Got it? He says, whenever you called up, you'd say Sid Bernstein calling. And I thought, that's what I want to call it now that you've given the rights of the book to me. That book is still selling too. It may become a movie. Ted Turner, someone in his organization, is talking about the rights to the book and to make it a movie. There's only one thing I hope they do. That they either give me Brad Pitt to play me or someone that looks like Clark Gable or Robert Taylor.
I guess I'm out of the running here, Sid, huh?
Someone that looks more like me, Brad Pitt.
Right.
I'd like to be in the movie and play my part. However, I get attracted to people so fast, so soon.
Yeah, you have a short attention span.
Now, watching you from this short distance,
you're getting a little excited, aren't you?
I'm attracted to you.
Okay. And now, if I was to wrap a string of pasta around my ear, would that increase my chances with you?
I would like you to play my butler in the movie.
Butler? God damn.
Because I really want Robert De Niro, who I love as an actor, only as an actor, mind you. But I also have another love, okay? Al Pacino.
You're full of love, aren't you, sir?
I am so loaded with love. I told you.
And you're spreading it around pretty good.
I'm quite sexual, which means I have an enormous appetite for people. And pasta, where's the chef?
I hear that someone is recommending Philip Seymour Hoffman to play Sid.
That's a good guy.
Are you in favor of that?
That'll be for the second part of the picture.
So this is going to be like a miniseries?
He's a great actor. He actually resembles me more than Brad Pitt. So we'll make that the second movie, part two.
Okay.
May.
Yes.
You will play.
I will play.
May time, because there's nobody could replace you, May. And Joanne.
Finally.
I want your wife.
Yeah, Joanne's getting in this movie somehow. I wanted to get her on the mic today, but she was too shy. Joanne, of all people to be shy, I didn't understand it.
However, May.
Yes?
If for some reason we have problems in our prenuptial,
yes.
What are those chocolates you buy me every other time we get together?
The pomegranate. Dark chocolate covered pomegranate.
She can have all the jewelry, but you want the chocolate?
I cannot eat jewelry, but I can eat and swallow chocolates.
That's a very practical philosophy. I like that.
He
and Betty,
this.
If something happens between you and I, remember, no jewelry for you.
Do you have any animals? Betty likes animals. Don't you have your cat or something?
Animals?
Eric Burden. You want him?
Does she know who Eric Burden is? That's the other thing.
These kids today. I tell you, it is a little disturbing. Sometimes when I mention some of the guys who I know at rock concert people, I met so-and-so and they're like, who's that?
Yeah.
And then I mention a song that someone else recorded of theirs 20 years later, and then they know the song.
Well, it's the same thing as I was saying about Harry Nilsson, because I gave a quote to someone. I said, seeing this movie, you know, when people go out to see him and see him sing, I said, people know who he is because he sang Without You and made it a hit before Mariah Carey.
Yeah, that's true. She took it. Oh, by the way, Sid, someone just wrote in on the instant feedback that they would dance at our wedding if you ever decide to make me an honest man. So,
tell her or him we have a deal.
Food will be priority.
Yes.
None of those Manhattan weddings with no food. No, we're going to Brooklyn.
But not al dente, please. And May Pang has to be the lady in waiting if you and I get married.
Okay.
May, you'll bring the ring. How much more time have we got?
About 30 seconds, I think.
How
are we doing, Betty?
That's exactly what you're saying.
And I want you to know that you will hear one of my songs as we fade out.
Okay.
So I don't want you to get too excited.
All right.
It's great being here.
There
you
it
said
is.
The word.
Boost that up a little bit. We can barely hear that.
Andy.
There you go.
You said the word. I'm getting very excited about you now. Gosh almighty, what do I do?
Okay. Well, this was a great night with Sid and May, and we'll be back with more stuff next week. I believe Ian Lloyd will be back with us, along with many other people. But for now, we're gone.
When it comes to providing guide dogs for people who are blind or visually impaired, one national organization is taking the lead. The Guide Dog Foundation breeds and trains Labradors and Golden Retrievers to help blind and visually impaired people increase their mobility and independence. The foundation provides transportation to its New York campus, the guide dog, a comprehensive training program, and a lifetime of aftercare services, all free of charge. The benefits to training with a guide dog at the Guide Dog Foundation in Smithtown, New York are many. Among them are small class sizes for personalized attention, a long history of excellence in dog breeding, and a highly skilled professional training staff. The foundation offers a comfortable environment and diverse training areas from country walks to city subways. If you or someone you know could benefit from the foundation's free services, call 800-548-4337.
Hi there, I'm Tim McGraw. One of the great things about music is how it brings people together. Kids like to hang out, listen to music, and talk about what's hot and what's not on the music scene. And playing instruments and singing provides a way for young people to get together and interact in a cooperative and respectful way. Kids who play in school ensembles understand that every part has to work together for the result to be the magical art called music. Your local school music programs provide a golden opportunity for your child to experience the rewards of learning music. Why not pay a visit to the music teacher to find out what's going on? Get your kids involved with school music.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, Gibson Musical Instruments, and the National Anthem Project, the campaign to restore America's voice through music education. Music, part of a sound education.
You are listening to IYF Radio Broadcasting on the Chintani Broadcasting Network. Listening to Mark Shoemaker and Mike the Announcer, gives me digital listening pleasure.